Good evening, brothers and sisters in Christ. Tonight, I would like to share the devotion taken from Mark chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. I shall read these verses for us. Mark chapter 13, verses 33 to 37. The Word of God says, "Take ye heed, watch, and pray, for ye know not when the time is. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even or at night, midnight or at the cock crowing or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." I have highlighted in red the four watches. Watch here to remind us that this is how the Lord wants us to be ready for His coming. Now, in the opening verse of Mark chapter 13, the disciples were admiring the magnificence of the temple building, but Jesus told them that there shall not be left one stone upon another, that shall not be thrown down. Verses 1 and 2. The disciples were curious and asked the Lord when this would happen and asked him what the signs are when all this shall be fulfilled. So, sitting upon the Mount of Olives over against the temple, Christ gave them the signs as recorded in verses 6 to 29 in Mark chapter 13, as well as in parallel passage like Luke chapter 21, But when will his second coming be? No one knows. Now, in the many signs given by the Lord, one sign that we will want to consider tonight is wars and rumors of war, when nation shall rise against nation. October 7, 2023 was a fateful day for Israel. Although ranked as one of the 10 most powerful, politically influential, and militarily strong countries in the world, Israel failed to detect and avert the surprise attack by Hamas. And in total, 1,139 people were killed, and about 250 civilians and soldiers were taken as hostages. Now, this was the price of unpreparedness. The threat of wars and rumors of war, far and near, are real. In the world, we have the Ukraine war with Russia, which started about 2 years ago, and now with the North Korean army involved in the combat zone. Tension across the straits between China and Taiwan has risen to new heights. In the South China Sea, tensions between China and the Philippines and a couple of other ASEAN nations is also on the rise. Now, all this can potentially turn into a full-scale conflict if the wrong move is taken or miscalculated. Closer to home, we had to scramble the RSAF F-15s to escort the Air India cargo plane down to Changi Airport because of bomb threat. And more recently, a 17-year-old self-radicalized Singaporean teen was arrested before a planned terror attack in Tampines. It was remarked by the Minister of Law for Law and Home Affairs as a very close shave, as the teen could have easily gone on a rampage. Now, dearly beloved, all this shows that the threats surrounding us in the physical world are very real. In the spiritual realm, the Lord also reminds us that the threats are likewise real. And Peter reminded us that we must always be sober and vigilant because our adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And therefore, as soldiers of the Lord, we must be operationally ready against our spiritual foes. Our enemies give no notice when they will strike. And hence, there is no room for complacency. Christ's warning and instruction to us is that his coming is imminent and he will come suddenly. And his coming is sure, like the birth of a child. But of the day and time, no one knows, even the angels and the Son. If any claims to know, he is obviously a false teacher. The Lord will come suddenly without warning. And we are to take heed and watch, just as in the passage that we have read, lest he comes and surprise us unprepared or off guard, like the Hamas surprise attack on Israel. Now, take heed does not mean that we are always to be talking and thinking of the events and doing nothing else and waiting for it to in a dreamy idleness and useless gazing. Instead, we are to live lives of holiness and godliness, eagerly looking for and hastening to the Lord, coming of the Lord, as recorded for us in 2 Peter 3, verses 11 to 12. In other words, we must be operationally ready spiritually in anticipation of the Lord's coming, regardless of the day or hour. What does it mean to be operationally ready? One, be sure of our salvation. We are told in Philippians 2:12, work out our salvations with fear and trembling, for there will be no time then to seek salvation. But this does not mean that we will lose our salvation. Rather, we are to pursue obedience actively in the process of sanctification by abiding in Christ and trusting in Him day by day. Two, we are to occupy till He comes. Yes, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that our labor is not in vain in the Lord. And it is the Lord that we serve, and He will reward. Thirdly, be not entangled with the affairs of this world. Get our priorities clear. Watch where we go, lest His coming surprise us in some places where we don't want Him to find us. Do not indulge with the things of the world. Set our affections on things above and have no friendship with the world. Yes, we spend a lot of time in our work, in the affairs of this world, but let us remind ourselves and be always mindful that this will not benefit us if we are not in the Lord. Fourthly, live peaceably with all men. Do not harbor anger, enmity, or bitterness, lest he come and find us in strife and bitterness. Bitterness can only destroy us. It only can make us miserable. But let the joy of the Lord be our strength day by day, and therefore may the peace of God rule our hearts, so that we can be at peace with men and also to enjoy the peace in God. Do all things heartily as unto the Lord. Yes, heartily and not grudgingly, whatever the Lord has asked us to do. Be careful of what we do, for he may come suddenly and find us in sin. Therefore, whatsoever we eat or drink, let us do all to the glory of God. Last but not least, be faithful unto death. Yes, keep our works faithfully done day by day, leaving nothing unfinished as he may come anytime. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. How can we apply this in our life? Be sure of the Lord's return. Christ's return is as sure as his first event, which had come to pass. It is likened to the woman who travails in childbirth with the certainty that the child will be born, though not knowing exactly when. And let us therefore live in close communion with the Lord and his people, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as we see the day approaching. Yes, we must be like coal put together, and that will continue to burn and burn brightly for the Lord. Secondly, be not deceived. Take heed and let no man deceive us. Christ's delay in coming is no reason for careless and ungodly living. He is merciful, not willing that any should perish, but that all should turn to him. And that as Christians, as God's blood-bought children, we are to be faithful, to keep watching. Leisure faith has no place for the faithful Christians. We must not be found sleeping, idling, snoozing with the pleasures of this world, just because the Lord delayed in his coming, and busily preoccupied with the affairs of this world at the expense of our spiritual life. How much time in a day do we give to the Lord in the meditation of his word, in praying for one another and encouraging one another, and be a channel of blessings to someone that is close to us or with us? We are to walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, remaining the time, for the days are evil. Last but not least is to be ready. Get ready and be ready. The unknowing timing of Christ's return should inspire us to work more urgently, not slack off as if he has given us downtime. Let us fill our lamp with oil, always trim and bright, like the five wise virgin in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. In conclusion, Jesus told his disciples in Mark chapter 13, verse 37, "And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch." This is like the chorus that we sang earlier. Oh, can we say we are ready, brother? Ready for the soul's bright home? Say, will he find you and me still watching, waiting, waiting when the Lord shall come? It will be safer for believers to be taken at once to heaven as soon as we are safe. We will then have no temptations, no enemies to fight, no conflicts and struggles to pass through. But who would then do Christ's work in the world? There will be none to witness for God and to fight his battle. There will be none to tell sinners about the Savior. There will be none to show to man the beauty of Christ in a holy life. Indeed, it is true that strong and valiant soldiers are grown amid difficulties and hardship. And God put us in the world to undergo these difficulties and trials. Even Jesus himself was trained in the school of conflict and struggle. Particularly his last 3 years of ministry, it was not easy. He was often rejected by the people that he came to save. And Paul told us that therefore, as good soldiers of Jesus Christ, we must endure hardness and not be entangled with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. Yes, our main objective is to please our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who have saved us, who have given his life to us. It is better then for Christian soldiers to stay in this world as the Lord wills, and to grow to strength through duty and conflict, as the Lord enable us and his grace is sufficient for us. So may we therefore be operationally ready spiritually against the foe that we are fighting in the unseen world. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for this passage of scripture that reminds us that we are not of this world, but our home is above. And we thank you for what the Lord Jesus has done for us to save us, and that he has gone to prepare a place for us. And while you tarry, Lord, help us to be faithful servant of thine. Help us to be a good soldier, to be trained and to be ready to undergo through times of training and difficulties and trials, and that, Lord, you will enable us to emerge stronger and better. So, Father, we want to pray for those hands that has been weakened, For brothers who are going through difficulties, may you strengthen them. May you uphold them. And help us, Lord, to encourage each other with your word to press on and to be ready for your coming. We commit this time into your loving hand, because in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.